And welcome to another edition of the Hank Unplugged podcast. This is a special teaching edition of the podcast, and the reason I'm doing this is we've come out with a special edition of the Christian Research Journal. The journal was always devoted and continues to be devoted to equipping you to exercise truth and to experience life. But this special edition is titled A Biblical Response to Christian Zionism, and in this special edition, we deal with so many different issues. The Holy Land, the Holy City, the Holy Temple. What is the significance of the temple today? Are you the temple of God? Are you a living stone in the temple of God? Is there any need for the temple of God when Jesus Christ comes and he is the living temple? We answer those questions and many more. What about the millennium? What is the heart of Christian Zionism? Is the pre-tribulational rapture theory biblical? Many other questions like, what is a replacement theologian? Because people that deny the dispensational notion of a pre-tribulational rapture are often called replacement theologians. So what is a replacement theologian? All of this and more in this special edition of the Christian Research Journal. It is available to those who stand shoulder to shoulder with us in the battle for life and truth. You can check it out on the web at equip.org, or you can write me at Post Office Box 8500, Charlotte, North Carolina, zip code 28271. In this edition of the Hank Unplugged podcast, this special teaching edition, I'm going to be dealing specifically and directly with the question, what about the millennium? I'm asked this question over and over again. I've dealt with it in writing, not only in this journal, but these and associated questions in a brand new expanded edition of the Complete Bible Answer Book, which is going to be available shortly if it's not available already. At any rate, what about the millennium? You know, you've probably been asked the question, are you pre-trib? Are you post-trib? What are you? What's your view? Are you amillennial, post-millennial? Are you pre-millennial? I mean, all these questions are asked, and they all have a bearing on this issue and promote the need to answer this question, what about the millennium? So the bottom line is this, there are multitudes today that believe that there's going to be a 1,000-year semi-golden age that follows the second appearing of Jesus Christ. So Christ is going to come back, and then we're going to have 1,000 years, this semi-golden age with a rebuilt temple and reinstituted temple sacrifices. So they suppose, those that hold this belief, that they're going to be resurrected in glorified bodies to once again experience a fallen world, and that for 1,000 years. So even though this is popular, you have to ask the question, is it true? And in answer, I would first say this. Note carefully that Jesus spoke repeatedly of the resurrection of the dead. And yet he did not so much as hint at the notion of a 1,000-year semi-golden age, you know, an age replete with a rebuilt temple and reinstituted temple sacrifices. Instead, he said something that should be emblazoned on the canvas of your consciousness. Do not be amazed. Do not be amazed at this. For, said Jesus, a time is coming when all who are in their graves will hear his voice and come out. Those who have done good will rise to live, and those who have done evil will rise to be condemned. And when Jesus spoke with Martha concerning the resurrection of her brother. He affirmed that Lazarus would be resurrected on the last day, not prior to a 1,000-year semi-golden age. A second point, I like to do things in threes, so I'm going to have 3 points here as well. The second point is that there's nothing in Scripture or holy tradition that suggests that those who have fallen asleep in Christ will return to a fallen earth replete with fallen human beings. In fact, I think about this often. The scriptural promise that gave my own father peace as he faced a terminal condition way back in 1997, was that he would return to a restored universe. A restored universe in which there's no more death, mourning, crying, or pain. Why? Because the old order of things has passed away, as St. John put it in Revelation chapter 21. And as he goes on to make plain, nothing impure will ever enter the new Jerusalem. Nor will anyone who does what is shameful or deceitful, but only those whose names are written in the Lamb's Book of Life. A third and final point. The number 1,000, which is the pretext for this whole millennial madness, is invariably used figuratively. Now, I've listed so many instances, but I'll just list a few here. In the past, you could get a litany that would go on for another 15 minutes. But this number 1,000 is invariably used figuratively, like God increased the number of the Israelites 1,000 times. Or God keeps his covenant of love to 1,000 generations. God owns the cattle on 1,000 hills. And by the way, just parenthetically, when God says he owns the cattle on 1,000 hills, does that mean he only owns the cattle on 1,000 hills? No, it means he owns everything. Or better is one day in God's courts than 1,000 elsewhere. Or the least of Zion will become 1,000, and the smallest, a mighty nation. Or God shows, I know you're all familiar with this one, God shows love to 1,000 generations, Exodus chapter 20. And I could, as I alluded to just earlier, give you 1,000 more examples, at least figuratively speaking. In context of the 7-year tribulation of Revelation, which, by the way, mirrors the 7-year tribulation under the Old Testament Antichrist in Antiochus the Fourth Epiphanes, the Apostle John desired that his hearers have an eternal perspective. Satan is going to be bound forever, 1,000 years. And those who have not taken his mark will rule forever, 1,000 years. As such, what's obvious in the context, especially of the book of Revelation, is that Satan's defeat is complete, just as the victory and vindication of the followers of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ is also complete. Again, this and many other issues dealing with Christian Zionism in the special edition of the Christian Research Journal, available through our ministry. Check it out on the web at equip.org. And thanks for tuning in to this special teaching edition of the Hank Unplugged podcast.